This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I remember when I lost my mind.
February 21st, the year is 2020. It is Friday, 255 days out from the election. I am your host, Alex Jones. Our very existence is because of your support. In defiance of the post-humanist technocrats' operations. Well, this is going to be a transmission that no one should miss. I am going to try to zen out as much as I can and just cover this news. When we come back, we have a raft of informative, important guests, four of them. I also intend to try to jam some calls in. We have the most important coronavirus information yet that we're going to be breaking down. I've done a deep analysis of it. That is all coming up here today. Mike Adams joins us at the bottom of the hour with the big new developments. Please understand this is a participation sport for the future of humanity. If you don't tell people about band.video and infowars.com/show, the enemy will win. If you do take action, we will win.
In June of 2019, 2 million Hong Kongers took to the streets to protest the communist Chinese government. Men, women, and children all united against communism, and thousands of young protesters willing to be martyrs. It was a serious problem for Xi Jinping's regime. The protests grew, and the world watched. Everyone asking, how will China make this go away? On October 1st, the Communist Chinese celebrated the 70th anniversary of their revolution. No end in sight for the growing protests. A couple weeks later, on October 18th, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with John Hopkins and the World Economic Forum, hosted Event 201, a high-level pandemic simulation based on the coronavirus, wherein they concluded that it could kill 65 million people. A couple weeks after that, on Halloween, the controversial 5G network was fully test-fired for the first time in Wuhan, China. Scientists have warned us that 5G causes flu-like symptoms. Weeks later, the coronavirus outbreak begins in Wuhan, China. And the protests in Hong Kong abruptly come to an end. Are they related? China was not prepared for President Trump's trade war. And by most accounts, Xi Jinping was losing ground. Massive levels of sulfur dioxide gas was detected on the outskirts of Wuhan, causing many to ask if they are burning bodies. A staffer from a funeral home in Wuhan claims that her funeral home alone has cremated an estimated 4,725 bodies suspected of dying from the coronavirus since January 22nd. Experts tell us the virus was weaponized in a lab. And while nobody disputes this fact, the mainstream media hide it. The numbers are now beginning to show themselves outside of China. And in a short time, we will all know the true impact of the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak of 2020. But so far, it does not look good at all. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it, the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce, for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Resistance lives at InfoWars, and it lives in your hearts, in your minds, in your actions. We will be victorious if you take action. If you do not take action, a true nightmare future awaits us all. There can no longer be any doubts about those facts. Let me get right in to the most important information, because everything else happening can be dealt with if we have this basic power, which is the power of free expression. Now, we can see the seduction by big corporations and governments of the internet, where for its first 20 years or so of it being popularized and being used on mass scale, it had been around for decades before that, but by the time it became popularized in the early 90s to the mid-90s, whatever was most popular, whatever people voted up, went to the top. And you usually get really good answers from whatever was at the top of Google and other systems. And it was a thing where we communicated together, and we promoted Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and we put our content on YouTube. It's about you. But as soon as they had gathered us all together, as soon as they'd gotten us under their control, then they enslaved us to the one central AI grid that is now setting the parameters of being able to have access to the internet and waging war against the pockets of the still free internet and monopolistically buying up all their competition. This is a post-freedom worldwide tyranny. It is the great threat of the current time we live in and existentially into the future. It is the challenge, not just of our time or our age, but of the entire human condition. The decision has been made by the technocrats that the carbon-based form of human life is obsolete, and that they, the social Darwinists, are going to end the species and transmute themselves or transcend into a silicon body. That is the official religion of the Satanist in Silicon Valley. And you hear them openly saying it. I told you about it 20 years ago. It was in their white papers. Now they're public about it. And I've been around some of these people. And I know people that know them very, very well. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, Mike Judge made Silicon Valley. Mike Judge is a famous engineer. He was the head engineer over the F-18. The man has probably 180 IQ. We're good friends. But the point is that he's witnessed it. He's seen how they are. Yeah, you didn't know Mike Judge was the main manager on the F-18 avionics computer systems before Beavis and Butthead, before King of the Hill. But listen, I'm digressing. It doesn't matter. The headline for the live show today at Infowars.com is Twitter announces social credit score for users. Just like that, they said we're going to have a point system that the community decides, Maoist, on how many points you have right out of Black Mirror. But see, Black Mirror was only mirroring what China already had and what the plan was. Predictive programming to condition you to show you the dystopia that's already been planned as it's being rolled out. And so it's all being announced. And at first, oh, just conform, support transgenderism, support sexualization of children, don't criticize vaccines, don't support Trump, don't support the Second Amendment. That's just what you've got to do today to conform. But it's always more, more, more. See, that's the thing about a noose, is it gets tightened around your neck. And so you need to know who the social engineers are and where they're really taking you. They're waging war on logic, reason, and common sense because what they're selling, post-human nightmare dystopia, is so horrible that they need you psychologically and spiritually demoralized and sabotaged so that you can't even have any hope of knowing which end is up. You're being stunned like a spider does before it ties up its prey and lets it slowly liquefy for a few days before it sucks you dry. Now, I describe this. It's how most spider species operate. It's how the globalists operate. So I liken them, their spirit animal, to being a spider. The center of that web down that dark hole, spider will grab a fly, put enough venom into it to paralyze it, tie it up, and then it'll come and inject more venom to begin liquefying it, and then it'll come over and put its one of its eight legs on the fly or on whatever the insect is and feel for the heartbeat. And it waits right to the moment that the heart is stopping and the soul is leaving. If that chain goes, delicious. And that's exactly how Satan operates. Once you down on your knees, paralyzed, destroyed, when it lowers itself down in the dark and comes and looks at you with its eight eyes and says, no one's coming to save you. So they tie you down with the political correctness first. You're like, oh, these webs aren't that bad. I can still do stuff with these on me. Plus, that spider's scary over there in the corner. I can see its eyes glinting in the dark. I don't want to have it come eat me now. I'm going to let it eat me later. And that's what takes us to this point. The best intelligence, real human intelligence, is on the ground. And it's when you drive into a town and you see four or five restaurants and you see the one that's got the parking lot full of cars and people coming out giving each other high fives and the chimney's got smoke coming out of it. You smell good cooking red meat. You see the other one's got a few cars. One has maybe one car. You don't go in the place that has one car. You go in the place that's full because you know the knowledge of the crowd, you don't know that town, but you know people, and they want good food, and they want good prices. So see, I don't need to read secret government documents or think tank reports. I can watch how they operate, not what they say, but what they do, and I know exactly what they're doing. Well, it turns out there are a couple big white papers that just came out that I read this morning, that I'm going to cover when we come back, where they describe the whole plan to take over the internet and censor everybody, and how they plan to only take a few people out at first and have you not stand up for them and then take everybody off in the end. Now, we've already seen this happen. We already know that's what they're doing, but here they are admitting it's not about their made-up hate speech. It's not about them caring. It's about total control, and it's major U.S. universities doing it. And President Trump knows that Georgetown University and George Washington University, and Berkeley, and Stanford, and Harvard, and Yale, and the University of Texas, and the list goes on, are working around the clock to gag Americans and to set up a system of bullying control where you're going to have your bank accounts, everything taken once they get control by approximation. And they admit it all. Talk about a criminal dossier or the plan that you blows out of the back of a car that bank robbers are going to hit the bank next week. You know, you've got it. We've got the very blueprint of their plan, and we can beat them. The question is, do you want to realize the plan and realize their manipulation and then overpower it by simply not following it? Or do you want to get down on your knees and let that spider come and have its way with you? As for me, I'm going to pull my sword, and I'm going to go at that spider in the dark and knock the hell out of it now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
Text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Raising the alarm, exposing the post-human technocracy plan. And as the days get darker, as we enter the storm, humanity will fully awaken and we will overcome. The question is, how rough is it going to be first? Thank you for joining us. All right. We know they're setting up a global social credit score. And we know that big tech has moved to China and is aligned with the authoritarians there, but also the authoritarians here that set up communist China as this incubation facility for tyranny, animal-human cloning, unlimited death, torture, killing of Christians, Buddhists, Muslims, anybody who believes in God, just a true dehumanization prison. But now Twitter, if the leader of the Senate says, hey, people are at my house saying, kill me, it's terrible, here's a link to the video, Twitter, please do something, they just suspend Mitch McConnell's Twitter and let the people that are at his house saying, we're going to murder you and stab you in the heart, do it. That's re-education camp, where people that attack other prisoners in the camp, they get food, they get promoted. Those that say it's wrong, they get tortured to death. America is now a giant open-air re-education camp. Oh, it's private companies. It has nothing to do with it. 90%+ of the internet is now those four companies. And now they're working with banks and the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, to openly say, you don't toe the line. You criticize Bloomberg. You're a Senator Ted Cruz. You say, look, Bloomberg's own publication says vote for him. That's campaign finance manipulation. And the head of the ADL says, you are an anti-Semite. Using that against Ted Cruz, who's pro-Israel. But that's what the left is doing. And now, Rick Wall's True News, very mild criticism of Christian Zionism and you know, stuff like that, that's banned. But the head of the ADL made a special thing. Nick Fuentes banned. Very, very, you know, mild stuff compared to the racial stuff the left spews. But it doesn't matter. The point is, now it's everybody. And so Twitter is testing new ways to fight misinformation, including a community-based point system. So see, in Nazi Germany, if you were a group the Nazis didn't like, you had to wear different things. Jews had to wear yellow stars. But now the left and the ADL, under the head of it, said, I'll play clips in a moment with their spokesperson, said everything must go through us. And they even called for Zuckerberg's arrest, saying he hasn't let us run his company. I've never heard of such authoritarianism. And then the Jerusalem Post came out and said white nationalist Nick Fuentes banned. He's not even a white nationalist. He thinks bashing white people's wrong. But did the Jerusalem Post write about Israel having laws against Jews marrying non-Jews? I mean, if there's any place in the world that has race-mixing laws, it's Israel. Hey, I believe groups have a right to countries and a group to be homogeneous if they want. Only other country probably more homogeneous is China than Israel. If Chinese want to be Chinese, that's their issue. All I'm saying is this idea that if you're white and you're bad, well, the Jews are white, most of them. As you got some Africans. I mean, again, this is the weird juxtaposed world that the head of the ADL and others think we're so stupid. Jonathan Greenblatt. When did Jonathan Greenblatt do an ADL story about Israel having laws that if someone is in the country working and they're not a Jew, they can't date a Jew? I mean, the last time I heard that, Hitler had a law that if you weren't an Aryan, you couldn't date an Aryan or marry one. Arnold Schwarzenegger's brother was a product. You know, Arnold was born after World War II, but his brother, who died in a car wreck, he was an approved SS marriage, approved SS baby. So Austria and Germany, they had approved marriages there. Well, Israel has approved state marriages. I'm not even an enemy of Israel. I'm just saying Greenblatt can't have it, the cake, and eat it too. Nick Fuentes says, man, whites are getting targeted. There's days at colleges that whites can't be on the campus. We're being told we're inherently bad. That sounds like the opposite of Martin Luther King Jr. And Greenblatt's running around going, I want him off the air right now. I want Alex Jones. In fact, at their ADL summit, they just said, I'm the public enemy number one. Hell, they say I'm an anti-Semite. Does Greenblatt really speak for Jews? No, not the Jews I know. What an authoritarian. What a monster. But see, Twitter now is literally run by the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters. They have a consortium, and they tell you what you can and can't say. Meanwhile, the left, pro-HIV California senator wants to exempt LGBT pedophiles, saying that if it's gay sex with a child, it's okay. They passed a law. You can spread HIV and kill people, and you don't get in trouble in California. It's called a gift. Gift givers, gift receivers. It's a holy sacrament of the Satanist. I'm not kidding. You can't make this up. And again, I'll probably have the ADL attack me because I don't want people with HIV to give blood. They literally say, no, we're going to give blood too, and you're going to take it. You're going to take that gift. I'm not making this up, folks. You can't make this up. So it's all here. And so people think there's another white paper. That's what I was mentioning. The leftist study calls for banning small clusters of right-wing thought criminals to avoid inflaming the entire hive. And the study breaks down how to do it incrementally so they don't resist, so that when one gets banned, others won't defend them, hoping that they won't get banned. Well, that's what they did to us and everybody else. People said, Alex, how are you taking it? I said, they're coming for you. We need to band together and say no to this and file lawsuits and speak out and have Trump take action and Congress take action. And we need to do something. They're coming after everybody. But see, others are like, we better not promote that person now or this person. They're banned. And the list gets bigger and bigger. And then when you get banned, there's no one left to stand up for you. Remember the thing from Nazi Germany? First they came for this group. I wasn't part of that group, so I didn't do anything. Then they came for this group, and I wasn't part of that group, so I didn't do anything. Then they came for that group, and I wasn't that group. Finally, they came for me. There was nobody left. This is a formula, and we have major university papers on how they're doing it, but we know they're already doing it. And then now Senator Cruz is evil because he doesn't like Bloomberg's plan to take the guns. And because Bloomberg happens to be Jewish, we just have to say, well, obviously Senator Cruz has got to be arrested. I mean, he talked about someone that is above the law. This is bizarre. This is the left using America that defeated the Nazis to then project onto us that we're Nazis so that we must bow or we're the Nazis. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, but that's where all this is going. So when we come back, I'm going to play some clips of the ADL celebrating this reign of terror and evil over America. Corruption has come. Evil has come. Oppression has come. The annihilation of all that our First Amendment in America stands for is here. Will you band together and say no, or be taken out one at a time?
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted, and he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days, and he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are gold.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So, the head of the Anti-Defamation League has jumped the shark and come out and said Ted Cruz is an anti-Semite for pointing out that Bloomberg has spent $500 million buying up the media and has Bloomberg, his own publication with his name on it, propagandizing for him, violating campaign finance reform. I know when I was going to run for Congress 20 years ago, they said, you got to quit your radio show because you can't have your own media outlet when you run for Congress. And I said, well, then I'm not going to do it. That was in the newspapers at the time. I said, well, I'm not going to do it. I just follow the paperwork. But, oh, that's anti-Semitic. Well, now, look at these headlines. Twitter is testing new ways to fight misinformation, including a community-based point system where the community of leftists vote, only trusted communists, and then you get flagged, and then you get banned by the community. Oh, Twitter didn't do it. That's the communist Chinese social score. Look at this one. UK, racist sexist may be denied health care. They're going to look at what you sing and do online. You pay into the national health care, but now you're not going to get the health care. That's your social credit score. Here's another one. Rapper denied entry to Planet Fitness for questioning transgender children in a rap song. How dare you say we shouldn't target children with chemicals that destroy them? Oh, no. How dare you? Well, now Planet Fitness is watching what you say. And part of these databases with the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, you can't come in. So that's where all of this is coming from. And here's another one. Leftist study calls for banning small clusters of right-wing thought criminals to avoid inflaming entire hive. Here is the actual report. We already knew they were doing this. This is the plan. Ban people incrementally so others don't stand up for them. so that no one ever unifies, and then that way they can pick us off one at a time. And everyone's done a great job of laying down to it and going along with it. That's in the Journal of Nature right there for you. Mike Adams didn't back down. Matt Drudge supported us during the ban. We appreciate Matt Drudge. Most other people just put their tails between their legs and crapped all over themselves. YouTube bans Christian broadcaster True News for hate speech. Of course, Nick Fuentes has been banned as well. So this is the reign of terror, but the key here is they admit the major university studies, Georgetown, George Washington University, we've got them right here, that they are targeting people incrementally so that you don't stand up for them, and then you're next. And they have a whole battle plan to ban millions of people. And it's already happened. They're shadow banning. They're suppressing you. AI's watching you. And that's why Trump has failed so miserably on this front. It's not private companies just doing what they want. It's AI, it's ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, hired in mass to go into interfaces and even read your private messages. I first told you that a year ago. Now it's mainstream news. Jordan Peterson videos, Alex Jones videos, privately sent on WhatsApp, on Facebook, and others are banned because they're reading what you do. Machines flag it, and then an ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center trained spy looks into your private messages. You're pissed if the NSA read your messages, right? But this is the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters, and they're even running education in the public schools. So let's play a few of these clips that Mike Adams has used. Breaking news, we're going to go to him. But here is anti-Semitic conspiracy theories censored with AI algorithms, says ADL. But then we're going to play a clip of Sacha Baron Cohen, their spokesperson at the ADL meeting 3 months ago, saying, we're going to arrest tech heads that don't do what we say. Wow, you do what we say or we're going to arrest you. That doesn't sound scary or authoritarian, does it? But that's where we are. The battle over who controls the AI now and the groups threatening each other. This is so dangerous. It's not just un-American. So here is the head of the ADL who just attacked Ted Cruz's anti-Semite yesterday, celebrating True News and others being taken off YouTube. Here it is.
We work with Google on using AI to try to interrupt cyber hate before it happens. We work with YouTube to get them to change their algorithms so it lessens the likelihood that a young person is going to run into some of these anti-Semitic conspiratorial videos. We work with Facebook on trying to use a redirect method so when you search for Holocaust as a hoax, you get directed to like a Yad Vashem page. So there are different ways they can tweak their algorithms and adjust their products so they think not only about free speech, not only protect the user's right to free speech, but protect the user's right to not be harassed or hated. They have done some good things to deal with very specific cases by taking swifter action when people perpetrate online bullying or online harassment.
So you have a right to not see this. But by the way, Hitler killed a bunch of Jews. I'm not denying that. But if a crazy person wants to sit there and say that, that's their right. But see, there's no end to this. Now it's Ted Cruz. He criticized Bloomberg. Well, I guess all the other people on the stage, including Bernie Sanders, are anti-Semitic because they tore Bloomberg a new butthole. Excuse my French. We got Mike Adams with us a little bit in the next hour. We're going to him in a moment with huge news. Let me just finish up with this. Here's Sacha Baron Cohen on Yours Truly, speaking from the ADL script at the ADL's national function.
And that trigger outrage and fear. It's why YouTube recommended videos by the conspiracist Alex Jones billions of times. It's why fake news outperforms real news, because studies show that lies spread faster than truth. And it's no surprise that the greatest propaganda machine in history has spread the oldest conspiracy theory in history, the lie that Jews are somehow dangerous. As one headline put it, just think what Goebbels could have done with Facebook. On the internet, everything can appear equally legitimate. Breitbart resembles the BBC. The fictitious protocols of the Elders of Zion look as valid as an ADL report.
You know, I'm going to say something. I think Rosenblatt and Sacha Baron Cohen have Asperger's, which is a trait of people that are highly intelligent, and the British royal family has it, but it's inbreeding. I mean, these poor guys just don't get it. They're saying, we're coming for your speech. We're going to get you. The left saying white people are bad. Get them. And then we see people like Cohen and Rosenblatt promoting it. And I've been pro-Israel. I believe Israel has a right to exist. I know a lot of nice Jews that don't agree with this. And I get that Israel's been under attack. That doesn't give Cohen and Greenblatt the right to then say, I'm an anti-Semite on national television. It's like they're saying, you're going to be an anti-Semite. You're going to attack us. So when you do, we'll get a bunch of money from Jews. You know, I don't think Rosenblatt or Cohen's grandfathers fought Hitler and almost both died. I almost don't exist because of Hitler. I know Hitler was bad, but that doesn't mean these guys are good. They're dangerous and they're sick. And something's wrong with these guys. They don't represent Jews, and Jews need to let them know they don't represent Jews, because that's crazy talk. You just heard him say, I'm the learned elders of Zion crap. Here, let's play some more clips. He goes on to say, if you believe in replacement migration, it's made up. You should be arrested. Here, let's play this one, though. He says, we need a purge. Here he is talking about purging.
There is such a thing as objective truth. Facts do exist. And if these internet companies really want to make a difference, they should hire enough monitors to actually monitor. Work closely with groups like the ADL and the NAACP. Insist on facts and purge these lies and conspiracies from their platforms.
Purge means pogrom. Like, well, done to the Jews. Okay, all right. Okay, well, thank you. You want to purge me? Thank you. Take people's health care away. That's what the ADL is pushing for in England. Just let me die. Kill me. Okay, I deserve it. I'm white. Kill me. I'm sorry. Oh, Sasha, you're superior to me. I bow to you. Oh, you're my king. I mean, what do I have to do to make you just, I worship you. I worship you. You're superior to me. Here's another one. Sasha Baron Cohen, arrest them. Let's play this clip.
And maybe fines are not enough. Maybe it's time to tell Mark Zuckerberg and the CEOs of these companies, you already allowed one foreign power to interfere in our elections. You already facilitated one genocide in Myanmar. Do it again and you go to jail.
Do it again, you go to jail. How many Muslims have live streamed killing people all the time? They never hear about it because it's just covered up. And Zuckerberg censored massively. It's not enough. Cohen's telling Zuckerberg, you give me that now. But it's not really him. It's Rosenblatt. Rosenblatt's literally like Dr. Evil. Even looks like him. He's Hitler.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It'll lead to the destruction of humanity. We don't turn it around. That's why I've launched Operation Win2020.com, and more than 3,000 people have gone to Operation Win2020.com and signed up to get sent 20 free bumper stickers that cover the mouth and say, save the First Amendment. You go to a Trump event with this on, people are going to say, why are you doing that? Well, then you pull it off and talk to them about it. It really is a great conversational starter. And we're also putting a bunch of 20 free stickers in every order at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, please on your email, please on your private text messages while you still can. They're now censoring those. Outrageous. Imagine if the NSA did that. Share the link. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can call and we will also send you a pack of 20 stickers free. You can buy 100 pack at cost of 500 pack or 1,000 pack as well. And please don't forget, we have high quality swerbal food in stock. It takes 10 to 14 days to deliver it because they got to package it. They're working 24 hours a day. Most of the other food suppliers have already sold out or selling old crap. The food orders are going up, not down. It's pretty frightening. And to join us now for the next three segments is Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, who, along with Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and World Treaty, has been at the very tip of the spear. Again, you revise your assessments as you learn more. We've never revised that it was man-made. We've never revised that it was released. But we've looked at, was it Canada where they were working on a weaponized version of it? Was it stolen by this Chinese operative who now died mysteriously? Well, it turns out hiding in plain view, and we had Dr. Boyle on about this yesterday, lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. This is The Scientist, major journal, November 2015, pointing out that a U.S. university produced the exact virus a chimera that we're now dealing with, and that's why other groups, Indian research facilities and others, universities will come out and said this is edited. You can see where the gene editing happened. It's got the scars. It's got the points where it was put in. There's no debating it. And so it's here. And so you've had Senator Cotton saying stop the cover-up. You've got the White House saying they want to know if China's covering it up. It turns out in 2015, China bought this from a U.S. university. It's all right here. And we have reports of U.S. government put a stop to all funding. And you have watchdog groups in mainline news saying don't do this. So now, did the Chinese release it? Or, like mousepox, remember 20 years ago? Internationally, mousepox that will kill 98% of humans, the way it's engineered, if it gets out. Between 90 and 98%. Scientists ask, why is the code to this being given out on the internet? Because the globalists are hoping that it gets proliferated and the terrorist produces it, or they want plausible deniability. That's what's happened. What do you do when there's fingerprints on all this? Well, you hand it out. That's what you do. You hand it out so then no one knows where it came from. That's the only thing that this could be done for. So joining us is Mike Adams for the next 30 minutes or so. Mike, I appreciate your time. Looking at this, this is the smoking gun, as Dr. Boyle said. So we've been right about it man-made. We've been right about a cover-up. We've been right about China using it as a crackdown. The cases are exploding. People are dying on the cruise ships. Definitely deadly. Definitely very moving very fast. Spreads very easily. Very communicable. The pathogen. What is your best approximation now? Because we've been dead on with the knowledge we had, you know, looking at this university, looking at that university, but now we're honing in. What the hell's going on? I mean, give me your main approximation, your main analysis, then we'll walk through the nuts and bolts of it.
Well, for starters, we're all going to end up at risk and many of us killed by government incompetence when it comes to these ministries of health, such as Japan's Ministry of Health that allowed thousands of potentially infected people to walk off the Diamond Princess cruise ship right into Tokyo and fly to dozens of major cities all around the world with no protection whatsoever. The U.S. State Department, under objections from the CDC, just flew infected passengers back to the United States on a chartered jet where those infected passengers shared the same airplane with non-infected passengers. And we just found out today that 11 more are now infected. They're in Omaha, in the Nebraska hospital.
So that's like 12 monkeys.
There.
I mean, literally creating incubation yes. Petri dishes.
Yeah, basically they slapped some plastic with duct tape in a section of the airplane and then pretended that was a quarantine. Well, look, the air on the airplane is circulated across all the seats, all the passengers, just like on the cruise ship. They're sharing the same air, and yet you've got so much government incompetence at this point where you have the Surgeon General of the state of Florida still insisting that this isn't airborne and refusing to release any numbers of how many have been tested in Florida, saying that they can't release that information. It's insane.
Well, don't give it up. Incompetence, Mike. We know they refused to send out the scan of the virus weeks ago so people couldn't tell where it came from. There's clearly a cover-up going on.
Clearly a cover-up. And by the way, I had my staff meticulously transcribe your interview with Francis Boyle from yesterday or the day before. We've got the full text of that interview posted at Natural News right now, and everybody is free to copy and paste and share that full transcript. It's quite lengthy, but I've bolded the really important parts of that interview. I read through it twice. I listened to it. It was a bombshell interview. Most importantly, out of that interview, Francis Boyle is essentially accusing Dr. Fauci and the NIH of being war criminals, engaged in biological weapons research against humanity. And that's right there in the interview. It's not me saying that. That's Francis Boyle warning about that. And as you know, he's called for the mass arrest of all these so-called scientists who are working on these biological weapons against humanity. And I have to concur with that. It's time to shut that down. And by the way, getting about censorship, the big tech censorship, it goes hand in hand with this, where those of us who are proven accurate, who are telling the truth, who are 1 to 2 weeks ahead of the mainstream media, we are being censored, even though we are the ones helping people get prepared.
Mike, you've been 1 month ahead. You've been 1 month ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, this whole time. You know it. But see, by censoring us and then highlighting the fake news media, the big tech giants are making sure that the world is unprepared for this. People have
That's
a lackluster
attitude. That's why I'm concerned.
Attitude.
Everybody can feel it. I feel a sucker punch here.
Well, look, I mean, this is going to get way worse because of the censorship. Right now, people all across America need to know that there are thousands of Americans who are under observation by state authorities. In the state of Washington alone, it's 779 people being observed by the state, basically being told, watch out for symptoms. But the state of Washington refuses to test more than 26 people. They've only tested 26 out of 779.
Because they want to keep the numbers down.
As of yesterday.
So give me your best approximation.
That's right.
Clearly, a lot of people are dying now. China covered it up. How bad, because your approximations have been dead on. You've got sources in China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and you're an engineer. You talk to a lot of medical folks. Well, what's the real numbers, the best approximation, dead reckoning?
Best guess right now in China, over 30,000 dead, over 300,000 infected, and probably hundreds dead outside of China, including the new deaths that have been reported in Iran, a new infection now confirmed in Lebanon. We've received rumors of over 20 deaths in a hospital that's got infections in Iran. Total cover-up there, of course. There are deaths in Japan, in Taiwan, in
Singapore.
They're
welding doors shut. They've got mass graves. They've got mass fires. They've got mobile cremation vans. All this confirmed.
And
you know,
Korea,
you've been a month ahead on
exploded.
Some things. You were like a week ahead on the cremation vans and the cremation vehicles. It's just crazy how you're reporting it, we're reporting it, and Zero Hedge is doing a great job. And then, like, we don't ever get celebrated. We get attacked because we told the truth. And by the way, animals are dropping dead everywhere all over China, and now we're learning Japan, South Korea. This could be the big one.
South Korea exploded overnight, literally doubling the number of infections in one day. It's now over 200 infections in Korea. We're seeing exponential growth outside of China, even as China is fudging the numbers and trying to pretend that there are fewer infections.
I mean, pneumonia doesn't make you drop dead or have a heart attack or be having convulsions. What the hell is this? Because it's like they say in the papers, it's so many different viruses from different animals together, and it's mutating like a super weapon.
Yes. As Francis Boyle explained, this is a chimera from three different viruses. But look, the big news, and we got to get to this more after the coming break, but Dr. Ann Shucha from the CDC is now warning about a surge, warning all U.S. hospitals prepare for a surge in coronavirus patients in the United States of America. This is straight out of the CDC. It confirms what CDC Director Dr. Redfield said the other day, and Dr. Nancy Messonnier, also from the CDC, said community outbreaks are coming in America. Hospitals had better get prepared.
And Mike, let's add this. We're about to go to break. We're about to start the second hour.
All right.
What happened 5 weeks ago before we were really even focused on this? You were starting to report on it. You and I both, we got sustained hack attacks, fake bankruptcies filings, attempts to take down the site, stuff we've never seen before by shadowy groups ahead of this. They tried to take us out ahead of this, which tells you something big's coming.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.